On St. Louis's near north side, there sits a boarded-up mansion with a lot of history behind it. The Clemens House was built by Mark Twain's uncle in 1860. Just 4 years ago, it was to be the very first project in Paul McKee's massive redevelopment.
Looking in, there's not much to be hopeful about.
Michael Allen is director of the Preservation Research Office. He says while city and state government officials have handed over plenty of tax incentives to McKee, the developer has yet to deliver. Allen points to the Clemens House as a prime example.
We have pieces of the house, wooden pieces strewn about, brick piled up, brick on pallets, brick thrown all over the place. The thought that the owner of this property has received $40 million in state tax credits, you wouldn't believe it looking at this place.
Back in November 2009, the mansion's future seemed bright. It served as a backdrop when St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay signed legislation authorizing hundreds of millions in tax increment financing, or TIF, for McKee's North Side regeneration. At the event, McKee promised a $13 million rehab of the Clemens House.
A lot of people thought we were going to abandon places like this. That's why it's so symbolic to begin here.
But no rehab took place, or any other groundbreaking. Instead, McKee awaits the Missouri Supreme Court's decision in hopes the ruling will free up $390 million in TIFs authorized by the city. While the developer has received $40 million in state tax credits, this month he returned to Jefferson City, telling legislators he needs to buy more land.
I don't know how to create jobs without land. This land assemblage tax credit is the pathway to assembling land in the heart of our worst urban core in the north side of the city of St. Louis.
McKee points to his previous developments in St. Louis County that attracted big businesses like MasterCard at Winghaven and Express Scripts at North Park. But instead of big business campuses, the first project in North St. Louis is on a much more modest scale. A Dollar General store is now planned just a few blocks west of the Clemens House. Mayor Slay's chief of staff, Jeff Rainford, says McKee is waiting on his bigger plans.
Until the TIF is restored, you're not going to see anything that's going to be Northside regeneration. Really, until you see a TIF in place and potentially the land assembly tax credit renewed, that's not his vision. And you won't see his vision until those things happen.
Back at the Clemens House, Michael Allen says the mansion's roof has suffered two collapses and an adjoining chapel likely can't be saved. He wishes someone else could buy the property from McKee.
You know, this is just one of many examples where his ownership is preventing maybe a micro solution from emerging. And that's the whole problem with the scale of his project.
In the meantime, Allen hopes the Clemens House won't disintegrate further as St. Louis waits for Paul McKee's vision to become a reality. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio.